So it's Formula One this weekend, and the teams and drivers have travelled to the Far East for the Japanese Grand Prix. Now, Suzuka track is famous and usually symbolic. Tell us a bit about the history, James.
Well, historically speaking, it always used to be the place that decided the title between Ayrton Senna and Alain Prost. And it seems to be the place that's going to decide the title this season. It's also the first time that F1 has visited Japan since the awful events that happened early this year.
I see. There's been a lot of talk behind the scenes in the world of F1 today. Talk us through some of the things that have happened there.
Well, Jenson Button has signed a new contract for McLaren for the next 3 years, which will hopefully keep him there until 2015. And obviously Sebastian Vettel is, a lot of talk has been about Sebastian Vettel, who is effectively going to be the youngest everything in Formula One. He's currently the youngest ever runner-up, the youngest ever world champion, the youngest ever Grand Prix driver to secure championship points, to lead a race, to secure pole position, to win a race, and now ultimately to have back-to-back championships. So pretty much the youngest everything, and this weekend he's almost definitely set to become the youngest ever driver to secure back-to-back world championships.
What a very, very talented young, we'll stress that, young man. Of course, there's all the drama between Hamilton and Massa. What's all that about?
Well, yeah, that's obviously been another one of the main talking points this season. Just to talk you through what happened in case you missed it. Hamilton crashed into the back of Massa last week at the Singapore Grand Prix, or 2 weeks ago, should I say. It wasn't so much a crash, more a clip, which resulted in a puncture for Massa, which is also the same corner that Hamilton crashed at in 2010. Now, Massa confronted Lewis Hamilton in the press conference after the race, which Hamilton then said, "Don't touch me, man." So there's been a lot of drama between the two of them. And now, the history of Massa and Hamilton does stem back all the way to 2008, where Hamilton dramatically won the World Championship on the last race of the season and effectively on the last corner. This season, they've come together a couple of times. They came together in Silverstone at the end of the race. I don't know if you remember that. And also in Monaco, where Hamilton hit into the side of them. So there has been a bit of tension between the two of them.
And what about qualifying? Someone told me you were up at 6 this morning to watch that.
Well, yeah.
Dedication?
It was a real sports fest this morning. A lot of the sports listeners out there will probably agree with me. There's two massive rugby matches, which we've been talking about this afternoon. Of course, the Formula One qualifying. Q1, the main talking point, I would say, would be Rosberg. He had a problem and had to miss out the rest of Q1, so he's going to be starting from the back of the grid. Moving on to Q2, Hamilton was the quickest overall. Sittel and De Rest were out for the Force Indies, so no Force Indies actually made it through to Q3. Also ending the list was Barrichello, Maldonado, Buemi, Alguersuari, Perez, and Kobayashi managed to make it through to Q3. Now, as you heard in Q3, there was a lot of drama happening towards the end. Sebastian Vettel, ultimately, it wouldn't be a Saturday without him being on pole position. Would it? Jenson Button was only 0.007 of a second, so you can imagine how the difference between the two of them. Wafer thin, exactly. And there was a lot of drama surrounding Lewis Hamilton. Basically, Webber, Hamilton and Schumacher were all set to make their final lap. Webber got in front of Hamilton, which then meant Hamilton didn't get across the line in enough time to make that final lap. So Schumacher and Hamilton missed out there. Webber did go on to make his final lap.
It has been a bit of a difficult season for Lewis Hamilton, hasn't it? There's been some ups and there's been some downs. So what sort of high points do you think he's had?
Well, the highs, there's two main highs, which have been Lewis Hamilton's victories this season. He had a superb victory the third race of the season in China, another great victory in Germany.
And of course, that goes without saying, the drama. Some of the incidents that he's been involved in that stood out for you?
Well, there's been a lot of turmoil surrounding Lewis Hamilton's season. First incident I'd say that he came across was in the Malaysian Grand Prix, which I was lucky enough to be there for. You're only allowed to make one defensive turn when someone's trying to overtake you, and he made three defensive turns, and that was against Fernando Alonso. It's just gone downhill really from there. In Monaco, as I mentioned earlier, he had the incident with Felipe Massa. He had no chance of passing Massa and came together. He crashed into his teammate Jenson Button in Canada, which was a real big deal. In Belgium, he crashed into Japanese driver Kobayashi, and of course last week in Singapore, he made a mistake and hit into the back of Massa. But I mean, talking about Lewis Hamilton, he is a very aggressive driver, but he's also a very exciting driver to watch, and probably one of the most exciting drivers since Ayrton Senna. And you can just see so much of Ayrton Senna in Lewis Hamilton. I think he just needs someone to kind of put their arms around him and just console him. He needs good management, something like he had in 2008 when he did actually win the World Championship. And in hindsight, he's only 17 points away from second place after everything that's happened to him this season. And ultimately, he could leave tomorrow's Grand Prix in second place. So he's still only 26, and there's plenty of time left for him to turn his racing career around, so to speak.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, James Anadakis. He goes to Malaysia. He's up at 6 when he doesn't have to be, and he's advocating hugging Lewis Hamilton. That, my friends, is a petrol head.